Good evening. This is the BBC, and welcome to Underground Horror Radio.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
And on Podbean, Florida Geek Scene, and England.
Yeah, England, apparently, BBC.
Ireland,
England, and, you know, Sandy, Liam, and Cadaver Hannah
Club,
and Dave.
Venus,
Cadaver Club.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. They love us.
13 Shots.
They love us, and we love them.
I think when we do go over there, we'll be... No, it won't be like King Bob.
No. Minions. King Bob!
Even the Minions.
Julian is a nut job, and I'm not going on any dates.
Now, yeah. See, that sounded more like... They didn't do it right this time.
I didn't do it right.
Who'd
this time.
You sound like? You sounded like somebody else.
I don't know
who it was. Oh, Donkey. No, Donkey? No, Shrek.
Shrek? I sounded like Shrek?
Yeah.
I sounded more Scottish than...
I'm not going on any dates.
Slavic. Whatever.
But no, yes, I like Despicable Me.
Yes.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Steve Carell is actually funny as Gru.
He is very funny as Gru.
I don't care.
I don't care. Yeah.
You normally don't see that in bunnies.
In bunnies, yeah. Call them on the phone.
How did I do?
No.
The minion dressed up as the
as
red.
As Lucy.
Yeah. Vito.
Just
chopping shit up.
Yep.
The minions are what make those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The minions are good. Yeah. I don't know how they are in their standalone movie, but...
Well, it's about everything they did before they met Gru, and they meet Gru at the end.
Oh, do they?
Gru's really young when they meet him at the end, yeah.
And he works...
It's for everybody they worked for.
But they're all evil, right?
They're not really evil.
Dracula.
Well, yeah, but it's like they're... They're villains, I guess, but they're not really,
right,
like, evil.
Didn't they end up killing the vampire?
By accident. They throw him a birthday party.
Yeah, they're all, like, incompetent, yeah.
Surprise! They open the windows, and he turns to dust. And then they all, like,
yeah.
So much
minions.
For our boss. Yeah.
Poor minions.
Yes.
Bottom.
Bottom. Banana.
Banana.
Puppy.
Hello.
Hello.
They're waves. Anyway.
Earth to Dave.
So, yeah, if I swear, when Universal, I'd like to go on the Minion ride, but my equilibrium...
We did.
No, again.
Yeah.
Like, when we go again. Yeah. I think my mom would like that.
We got turned into Minions.
We did. It was awesome.
It was cute.
Oh, my God, it was cute.
Oh, my God, it was funny. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, crazy. We didn't miss last week. Sorry. We were tired.
Yeah,
I had to work.
We were exhaust-a-thon, you know.
And then I had a job.
It was bad.
Waspray.
It was bad.
Waspray.
Yeah. So we have lots to talk about this week. We got to see The Pact.
One and two on Netflix.
And
I have to say, in all honesty with those movies, which we'll get to, I haven't felt that way through Netflix other than watching a series, like a TV show, that, like Bitten, because I've never seen those. As soon as the first one was over, I was like, holy shit.
I want to know what the second one is.
I want to watch the sequel.
Yeah.
It's normally I'm like, But this was actually, it was completely different than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was a good story.
And it was a good story. And Katie Lutz, of course, was great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Canary.
Yeah.
Black Canary. Now going to be White Canary on Heroes of Tomorrow. Or yeah. Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which I can't wait for that to start up.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it was good. But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
And then we haven't been in the theaters and saw any horror movies because there hasn't been any.
No. We saw Pixels.
We saw Pixels. It wasn't as bad as everybody. See, I don't understand where all these things are coming from. It's the worst thing in the world. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Was it boring in some parts? Yes.
Yeah.
Adam
Sandler gets on my nerves.
Adam Sandler was okay.
He phoned it in.
Yeah, he really didn't bring it.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin James is all right. Josh Gad was a bit
goofy, but he's supposed to be.
Yeah,
he was
at
least believable as goofy.
And then Peter Dinklage was awesome.
Yeah, he was awesome. And the actual
Pixels,
the actual games, the aliens, whatever,
were awesome.
That was really
they
cool.
They were with Centipede was Centipede.
Yeah.
Space Invaders for Space Invaders.
Hubert was adorable.
Oh, Galaga.
And Galaga was awesome.
Pac-Man.
Yeah, Centipede. That was awesome.
Oh, my poor little boy. kill this stupid thing.
He said, kill this stupid Donkey
Kong
bitch.
Was cool. Donkey Kong was cool. I think in 3D it probably would have been a lot. Maybe.
I don't know. I just couldn't. I don't understand. That's the thing, though. We were talking about this, too. Why is everything in IMAX now? Everything is in IMAX and in fucking 3D and shit. I'm like, even like dramas and shit. Who wants to see the pores on people's face when they're crying and stuff?
I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't fucking get it.
Well, look at those nature ones are in 3D. I'm like...
That is different because you're seeing it like if you were really there. That's different. I can understand that just because of the scope. Okay? But if I'm watching a movie that's not like a horror movie where there's a lot of shit jumping out at you, or a superhero movie where there's a lot of shit flying at you,
or sci-fi movie.
Or a sci-fi movie. Then
Star Wars in 3D, I imagine, would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I understand that. But fucking... There's something coming... Yeah. Out that's just like a drama kind of thing. And it's
is it the Gordon Levitt thing where he's on top of the...
No, no. I don't understand why that's 3D either, but whatever.
Probably make me sick.
Yeah.
Mad Max was awesome in 3D.
Mad Max was awesome in 3D, and that was that kind of film. There's something coming that's going to be in fucking IMAX, and I'm like...
Oh, yeah. We just saw a commercial for it.
And it's a drama. It's not even a fucking thing.
It's like watching Suits in 3D. I love Suits, but why?
Yeah, really.
It's not, though, luckily. Yeah.
I don't need to see fucking Harvey Specter's fucking pores on his face.
He wasn't the Phantom. He was the Spirit. I think that was in 3D. He had a mask on the whole movie.
It was black with the red, and they just did it like it was like fucking Sin City.
Sin City, yeah. I know, Frank Miller.
So it looked 3D even though it wasn't.
No, I gotta get that costume going for Spooky.
Yeah.
Since the robot suit, hi. Hey, buddy. He's retired.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah.
He's just sitting over there, but man. How Bender? I'm just kidding.
Ugh.
Oh. Oh, let me get, that's right. Though, I don't know if you know this or not. You should know this. I told you about what happened in San Diego with the, I didn't, you're giving me this look. About the cosplayers wanting money.
Oh yeah, you told me that. You told me cosplayers wanted money. I didn't know it was in San Diego.
Yeah, it was at Comic-Con.
Oh, Christ.
And I did a whole Underground Horror Radio podcast about it. Just my thoughts
by itself. Okay.
What do you think? Now there's a guy named Spock Vegas. Now most of it, I think, if anything, was for charity. But these weren't people that had a table. We're talking about out wandering the hallway.
Okay.
So these people are out in cosplay, out in the hallway, and somebody would want a picture, and they would want a dollar. What do you think?
Okay, no.
No.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Okay.
And I explained that to the people about how we couldn't move from A to B in the robot suit, but we were cool about it, obviously. The whole point, I thought, was to dress up. Is to dress up,
yeah,
and show off
and get some attention, and show off your stuff and get some attention.
Maybe noticed by somebody.
Okay. The thing is there are people out there that we would consider professional cosplayers, and what they do is they go around and they actually go into competitions and stuff to win money.
Correct. We've seen
okay.
that.
Okay. If you are getting dressed up and just going to a convention. Not as a guest, not as a anything. If you're just there because you paid the price of admission and you decide to dress up as somebody, even if your cosplay is really good, and we've seen a lot of really good ones,
mm-hmm.
okay, you do not deserve money from normal people.
No.
Just for walking down the fucking hallway. Just because you took all that time to make all that stuff. You chose to do that. That doesn't make you famous.
No.
Okay? And you shouldn't be taking money off people or forcing people to give you money to take a picture with you. If you didn't want that kind of attention and you don't want people to take pictures with you, then you shouldn't have fucking dressed up in the first place.
You can simply say no, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know,
but then what was the point?
Well, yeah. I had no problem in the robot suit, and you know how... It was trying to get from A to B.
Right.
And when I took it off, I didn't exist.
Yeah.
Now, again, the other point I wanted to bring up is, even if you're not a guest, but you pay for a table.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
Because you're, obviously, that table costs a lot of money, artists and stuff. Because some cosplayers do have a table with their prints. Selling prints is one thing. But yeah. To walk around.
And just like you're one of the people there.
Yeah. Now, see, yeah. That's...
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If somebody wants to come to your table and patronize you,
That's a whole different thing.
And, you know, buy some of your stuff that you've taken the time to you know, print up or whatever.
That's one thing.
That's one thing, okay? But if you're just doing it to walk around, you're not even there, like, for a competition or whatever.
Whatever. That's kind
of... I'm sorry. And I have seen, like, even at Spooky, we've seen some really beautiful work. They're there for the competition or whatever. Yeah. Or just because. And I've really admired a lot of it, okay?
Everybody at Spooky is usually really nice, too.
But I'm not... I'm sorry. I'll take a picture of you, but I'm not going to pay you for it.
No.
You know? I'm sorry.
Because you just wanted to get a picture with the outfit. The guy in the outfit's cool. Look at that.
Yeah,
hey.
Normally, I don't even take pictures with them. I just get pictures of them.
Yeah, I like to get a couple. Well, see, I don't even know what happened to all those. But we only have a few pictures of me in the robot suit because everybody else takes them.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with it. I'm like, cool, you know, it's a radio show, whatever.
Yeah.
And I wore it for a reason because I knew it would be awesome. But that's like me going up to Glenn and being like, so thanks for the picture in the robot suit, Glenn, or the guy from Texas Chainsaw and be like, yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
No.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
But again, you know, like when we're there with the table, it's for the books and stuff. That's different.
Yeah, but even then, they're not going to pay you for being in the robot suit at the books at the table. You know
no, I'm talking about you paying for your book.
No, I'm saying that. I know.
No, I know the robot. No, I know that.
Well, there was also a conversation, speaking of this, that Christopher Golden started on his Facebook.
Was it about the Amazon thing?
No.
No, it was something else. Sorry. Something to do with authors, right?
Yeah, it was the same kind of things. Like, do you as an author charge for your signature?
Oh.
Okay, because there was a discussion about do you charge
for
your signature?
Yeah.
And a lot of them said no.
No.
If you bring a book to me that you've already bought and you want me to sign it, I will sign it.
Right.
Okay. If you come to my table and you don't have a book and you want to buy one of my books,
you're charging.
My books are $15 signed or unsigned. So it doesn't have anything to do. If you want to just buy a book and you don't want me to sign it, same price.
Right.
If you want me to sign it, same price.
Yep.
Okay. And I usually charge less than you'd pay for it online or in a store.
Correct.
Okay. So that to me is fair. But charging for the book and then charging for the signature on top of it is not fair. When, it's one thing for people to want to take a picture of you at your table and you're a famous person, okay?
Yeah.
And you maybe have a signing charge or you charge like $5 for them to take a picture of you at your table, okay? That's one thing, all right? But if you're just, not just a writer, but if you're a writer, you have an actual thing, a creation that they're going to take away, okay?
Right.
So you're going to charge them for the cost of the thing that they're going to take away, not your name.
Well, let me ask you. When I bought you that book from Doug Bradley.
Yeah.
He didn't charge you for the book and the signature.
No.
He charged you for the book and he signed it.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
That's fine. Right. Or if you wanted a picture, that'd be a whole nother thing.
Right.
Like, you know, same thing with Kane. I'm like, all right, you know, he was cool, you know. But other than that, he was always there, cool taking pictures and stuff. But yes, I agree with that. I don't think the author should just... If it's a whole shit ton of stuff, because we have seen people bring
boxes
of stuff to sign, and I'm like, well, dude, one or two things is one thing. And especially if you get it at their table, like a print or something like that, Lachlan, of course, we're just hanging out with Lime anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That just seems like...
My thing is, though... You're right, okay? But my thing is, okay, if you bring me a box of books that you bought, okay, and it's all my books, okay?
Yeah.
Say I have 10 books right now.
Right.
Okay? And you bought a copy of each one of them, and maybe two copies, like you bought a hardcover and a softcover, and you want them all signed, okay?
That might be a little different.
You paid for all those books, and I got a piece of that already because...
You're an author.
It came back to me.
Okay.
But if you went out and bought a whole bunch of figures based on my character in a film,
you don't get nothing on it.
Or my likeness from a, you know, from a ad campaign or something, I didn't get a piece of that. I got licensing probably, but that particular statue that you bought or that figure that you bought, I didn't get a cut of that. So if you're asking me to sign it and I'm somebody famous, then that's different. Okay. Especially if you come with a box of stuff, because normally if you come with a box of stuff, you're probably going to resell it.
Yeah.
Then I don't mind so much that they're asking for $10 a signature, $5 a right. signature, whatever. But if you come to me with a box of books, that means you already paid for it and I already got a piece of it.
That works. All right, let's play tunes, yes. and we'll come back and talk about Suki and Halloween Horror Nights and conventions.
Yeah. Oh, let's break it loose at the old Marston House. I can feel it calling me. They don't need an excuse at the old Marston House. I can feel it calling me. Get friends out the window. Don't you let them in.
Oh,
welcome back to Underground Horror Radio.
I wish it was October.
I know.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Soon. It'll be soon. It's sooner. It's sooner October than it is, you know, January.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So, what do we got going on? Well, we got Spooky coming up. We can't say much on the author stuff yet because we don't know.
Yeah.
But they added Voltaire. We'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick, Sharknado was awesome. So, all right, you know what?
We got to talk about Sharknado.
I know. Okay, so what's happened at Universal?
Yeah.
So Sharknado 3 was good. Some parts it was I liked it because of how cheesy it was. They mm-hmm. went into space.
It is your brand of cheese.
Lightsaber, chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
And the ending, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, is a piece of debris. Looks like it's going to hit April, a.k.a.
Tara Reid.
And basically, the fans determine if she lives or die. Hashtag.
Kill her.
Nicole wants her dead.
Kill her.
So I recommend checking it out when it comes on Netflix.
Kill
Obviously,
her.
Now if you watch it, it's just not the same. The organic feel did happen, though, the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
That initial first
yeah.
showing.
With the Twitters and stuff.
Yeah, it's not as bad, but I think it really needs to just do one more. Because yeah. Not because it's bad. In fact, in this one, they better have time travel.
Yeah, they just need to not overdo it.
No, they need to overdo it. Make it as much as ridiculous as fucking possible.
All right.
But I have a feeling that we're going to start running out of jokes.
Yeah.
Like the opening with the president and all that mm-hmm. was okay.
Mm-hmm. I fell asleep.
The plane was better.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then let's move on to the pact real quick.
Oh, well. Wait a minute. Before we do that, we were talking about Pixels a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Anybody that remembers the arcades back in the 80s when they first started having it, where you'd go to the mall or you'd go to the little shop and hang out and play the video games all day, please tell me if you remember there being claw machines during that time, because I don't remember a claw machine ever in an arcade. Just post on our page or something.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was or it wasn't.
Yeah.
But...
If you were in your teens or preteens during the early to mid 80s when video game arcades became a big thing,
yeah,
then let me know if you remember claw machines, because I don't remember claw machines.
The ones in the 80s were really good because you got your classics like Mario, Pac-Man, Donkey Kong.
Yep, Donkey Kong.
But in the 90s, well, we had Street Fighter, and we had Mortal Kombat,
and we had
Turtles in Time.
And
we had all that,
Predator.
Yeah. We had all those games in the arcade.
Terminator.
Killer Instinct.
And when did House of the Dead come? That came 2000s. Late 90s,
right? Oh, like 99.
Late 90s,
whenever,
yeah.
No, whenever Dreamcast came out. Right before Dreamcast.
Yeah.
But, I mean, those were some awesome, awesome games.
Uh-huh.
I miss our kids. We talked about this on The Caffeinated.
Yeah.
We're talking about old school stuff like that.
Right.
But anyway, so...
The Pact.
The Pact was good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would because I wasn't sure going in. Mm-hmm. But it had Agnes...
Bruckner.
And she's been in a couple of things. She was good in that... I forget the name of the movie now.
Blood and Chocolate?
Yeah, no, not that one. That was good. No, the other one she was just in that we saw. Venom?
Uh-huh.
Venom. That was really good.
Yeah, that one was really good.
And so she was in this, but she didn't last long. And it's not what you think.
No, it's not what you think.
It's not what you
think
at
all. The twist was really good. I liked really
twist really good.
And it was a slow reveal, which I appreciated. And I thought it was very, very clever. And the actress, Katie Lotz, she didn't make me want her to die. So
no.
I appreciate that. When I actually can... feel some connection
yeah.
with the character and not just go, okay, are you still alive? You know.
No, she was good. She was a good character. And it was good acted. And then, so we watched that. I'd give it 3. I mean, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I would give it 3, 3.5.
And then 2 came. And then I was like, it was so good that I'm like, I have to watch the second one now.
Yeah, and you don't hardly ever do that.
No. And so I put in 2. 2 wasn't bad. It was a good sequel because it did tie up 1 and 2. Katie Lutz was in it. And then the new girl that was in it, the story was focused on her, I liked. And the FBI guy who's been in everything.
Yeah.
He was good. And I forget his name. But it was, it was very similar to the first one where... Actually, in a lot of ways, that wasn't that much different. Actually, it's almost like the same movie again. There's a couple things different, but wasn't what I, again, thought it was supposed to be.
Yeah, and the ending still was a surprise.
Yeah, similar, though. Yeah, basically, it's like, oh, now that I think about it. But it wasn't bad, so I'd give that one about 2, 3. Mm-hmm. It was still
two
good.
2.5.
Yeah. So anyway, that's...
But yeah, no, we would highly recommend
check out
them.
The
so
pack
go on to
1
Netflix.
And 2 on Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, and watch them in that order.
1 and 2, yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, very cool.
Yep.
So Halloween Horror Nights is coming to Universal again.
Yeah.
For 25 years.
25 years.
Which is a big number.
Yes.
It's
a big deal.
25 for this, 13 for Spooky. That's a big thing.
That's a big thing, too.
On Halloween. And so we were excited because there was a Freddy vs. Jason house, which I'm excited about. And then there was an Insidious house, which Nicole is excited about.
I am very excited.
And I think that's super awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. And I should have known that they were going to do this. They're going to have, again, a Walking Dead house.
Yes, you heard it right.
Yeah. They announced that today.
And if you remember, even remotely, the discussion we had last year.
Oh, boy.
It was the second year in a row that they had.
No,
or was
third.
It third? It was the third year in a row last year.
It was about the Woodbury. Year before was the prison. This is Woodbury last year.
Right. Third year in a row that they did
a Walking Dead
any
house.
Walking Dead anything. First time it was like a street experience.
And a house.
And a house. And then the second time it was a bigger street experience. They had it built out for the prison. And then
they had the prison.
And then they had the prison. And then this time was for Woodbury and also the surrounding area. So,
I like the Purge parts.
The Purge parts were good. But we went to the house last year, and after we went to Halloween, which was a big thing.
That was the first
that
one.
That we loved, and it was awesome. We should have done that twice.
Yeah. I want to wait in line.
We went and stood... Well, then we went and stood in line for The Walking Dead.
I know. I didn't think it was be as big.
I didn't think it was going to be nearly as big as it was.
Now, this was the biggest house they've ever made, they said.
This was the biggest house they ever made of, especially of The Walking Dead, so far. So we went and, you know, they were showing some of the video on the screen.
Yeah.
The big screen.
And it was, you know, it was a long wait.
Yeah, but when we finally got into it, there was nothing familiar, really. They didn't show, like, there was none of the characters that we knew.
It was just, like Woodbury
zombies and
people.
Bodies.
And Woodbury people.
Yeah, it was zombies and bodies. And it wasn't even anything.
Scary.
It wasn't that scary. It didn't, and a lot of
there
it
was a lot
fake.
Of it, there was a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Walking through, and there's like.
Nothing's happening.
There was scenery, but there was nothing else.
Yeah, there was nothing happening. There wasn't a lot of.
Activity.
Activity, and. This and even some of the set pieces looked really fake. It just wasn't. It was not up to par at all. And I don't understand how they thought that was going to be acceptable.
So we went and ate after that. And we left.
Yeah.
Of course, mind you, we were had a wedding like a week before.
Yeah, and we had been at the park all day.
And
but
yeah.
To go from the Halloween house, which they built the fucking house, okay?
Yeah,
the
you don't facade. Go in that house. You just, it's out front, and then you go into the
they
haunted house.
They built the facade of the Myers house.
Yes.
Okay? And then you go in, and you go through the whole thing, and Michael's all over the place.
Yeah.
And you have all these different set pieces and experiences and stuff. And
the ending.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. Fantastic. And then we went to The Walking Dead, and there was all this build up, and we were in line forever, and it was all these people, and then we got there and went,
yeah.
And now, 25 years, and all these great things have been being announced, like Freddy versus Jason, that sounds
Insidious.
Really cool. Insidious, that sounds really cool, because they haven't done that before.
And now it's Walking Dead.
And now they're doing a fucking Walking Dead house.
For season 5, with walkers with W's.
Oh, fuck that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, I don't hate The Walking Dead. I get it's popular now, and like anything that becomes mainstream popular, it's they kill you to death with it.
Yeah.
And nothing against The Talking Dead and The Walking Dead and the TV, and that's all good and fine. But like now they got the prequel show, and I'm like, I don't care.
And I, when you first told me, what did I say? Is it for Fear of the Walking Dead?
No.
Because
yeah.
Then I could almost understand it because they were trying to tie it into the new show.
Right. No, it's just that.
But the next season is starting after this starts.
Yeah.
So it's not even like it's going to be. Yeah, I mean, this starts before Halloween Horror Nights starts before the new season of Walking Dead.
Right, but this is last season.
I know, but I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know, and my thing is, again, I don't hate it.
It's just
oversaturated.
Yeah, we're over it.
And I don't think there needs to be another house.
No.
I mean, I like that they don't have the same houses every year.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I know this is a whole different, this is season 5, but yeah. It's still the fucking Walking Dead.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm sorry, but the house last year wasn't good as the houses. Halloween was awesome, but the Walking Dead house wasn't even as good as the houses at Fright Nights.
Yeah.
Those were good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Walking Dead could have been that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. And I'm just, again, everywhere you go, okay, all this stuff.
Yeah. It just wasn't an experience. That wasn't.
It really wasn't. The
it
Purge
was a
was
negative
cool.
experience because right. we were standing in that line for so long. And then and, we got you know, to the again, house and it was a disappointment.
Wait, didn't what? No, last year's not the one that had Cabin in the Woods, the year before.
Had what?
Cabin in the Woods. Year before.
That was the year before.
We went. That was awesome.
We loved the Cabin in the
Woods.
And
Evil Dead.
And Evil Dead and American Werewolf in London.
Yes. Yeah, so we nailed through 3 that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Walking Dead line was insane. I was like, oh,
yeah,
we could have went to
bother.
Alien. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this year, I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
Again, I don't hate the Walking Dead per se. It's just I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
At this point, it's like.
But my thing was, especially last year, because of the fucking hype.
Yeah.
For all the buildup that they did.
Yeah.
And it was such a big deal. And then you got into it and it was so anticlimactic.
What did we learn about hype?
Yeah. Well, I know.
It follows.
But I'm saying.
Oh my God. Please don't have that house.
They can't.
No, you really couldn't.
You couldn't do a set piece for It Follows.
It's just a carpenter house.
You can't do a set piece for It Follows because the whole thing is wherever she is, somebody could be walking at her.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know who it is. You know what I mean? It wouldn't mean anything to us.
Yeah, that's true. I was thinking, I'm upset. I could have went to the Dracula house.
I know. And we didn't do it.
And I liked that movie.
I know.
You saw it, what, their honeymoon?
Yeah.
The fucking hot AMC?
Yep. $22.
Yeah.
For tickets.
I like the ones here.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's play some more tunes, and then we'll come back and close out with some spooky and convention talk, I guess.
Okay.
Hell, Nicole's going to ask for a picture and get some money. Or, you know, hey, you're that author. Can I get a picture? Here's some money. Mm. Why don't you become a firefighter?
Right, pole, right.
Pole dancer.
Right.
You're the talent. We'll be back.
What you gonna do when she look at your hand? What you gonna do, Rita? shall see you from lies and secrets. Become your world anytime, anywhere. She takes me away. And then climbs up the steps one by one to give you the rose that's been burned by her son. Point me to the sky above. Took her away. And then burns up the steps one by one to give you the rose that's been burned by her son. Point me to the sky above. I can't get there on my own. Walk me to the greater, dig up a vault. Point me to
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Pay your bills,
bitch.
Yes. So, yes. So, Morbid Movies next week is Texas Chainsaw.
Yes. On the 7th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Come early. Get a pin. Get a button.
Yep. They're selling stickers for $1 with their new Morbid Movies logo.
Cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, we're going to come down and do it. It was super fun with Evil Dead 2. And, you know, Texas Chainsaw on the big screen with, you know, cleaned up print is going to be amazing.
Gorgeous.
And very excited. Morbid Movies is awesome. I'm glad they're doing that down in Palm Beach.
Yep. Lake Worth.
We need more of that in the world.
Yeah, that's a nice theater.
It's a very nice theater.
It's a very nostalgic theater.
Small but very friendly.
Yeah, they're all very friendly, really nice. The food's always fresh, really nice.
Everybody that works there was super nice.
Super nice, very accommodating. They wanted to make sure everybody had a good time.
Which is important.
It's very important.
So, you know, we can't thank them and Florida Geek Scene and everybody else enough.
Yeah.
We do have a nice area in Florida. I just wish we had more horror stuff.
Yeah.
Year round.
But we try.
But this is good because this kind of holds us over until, you know.
Until October when everything
October
starts happening.
When everybody goes apeshit.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a fan year round, as we've said, but in October is when we go like Super Saiyan 2.
Yep.
And last year we should give ourselves a round of applause. Mm. We actually survived last October.
I know.
Like you know what else we did see? Real quick, Hayride 2.
Yeah, we did.
I'm going to say this now. Hayride 1 was better.
Well, the production values on Hayride 2 were better.
It was, but the story was too much.
Well, I actually kind of liked the backstory. I thought it was a little convoluted at the end, and it got a little muddled. But, you know, they were annoying. But I thought that the story, giving Pitchfork a backstory was...
Oh, that part's fine. I'm talking about just in
the
general.
The acting, and yeah, wasn't
that good. I like that Richard Dyson...
Tyson.
Just had to get himself...
Found a way in. Well, he produced the fucking thing.
He's like, I'm going to be in this.
Yeah, so even if I'm just in flashback and on TV.
I need to be here.
Yeah.
Poor, I like him, but damn.
Well, Well, it had to tie it together.
Yeah, they
it
did.
Happened like that same night, so it would make sense that he would still be on the commercials and stuff. That makes sense.
No, it's cool. Just from another
point. It was
point
fair. It wasn't like he just came along, all of a sudden there he was, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, no, they didn't kill me.
That would have been awesome.
Even though we saw him kill you, he didn't kill you.
No, wouldn't that be awesome if you can go back and like make sure that resurrection never happened that way and just make sure that Jamie Lee really did fucking kill him?
Yeah.
But Halloween Returns, well, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hopefully.
Just like Friday the 13th, we'll see what happens with that.
And, yeah.
You know, either they're going to make it great or they're going to fuck it up.
So Scream.
No.
So I watched it.
Veto.
I watched it.
I don't care.
We have to talk about it.
I watched Face Off. Do you want to talk about Face Off?
So I watched Scream, and there were no deaths in this episode, and it was just teenage
angst bullshit
drama.
Angst bullshit.
Yeah, it was awful.
Fucking hate it.
So anyway, spooky.
Face Off. I watched Face Off.
Yeah.
It's a new group.
Yeah.
New season.
Yeah. Hey, Glenn. I like Glenn.
Yeah. Glenn, I don't know what Glenn's doing with his hair.
What's it look like?
He must have like cut it real, real short, and it's kind of a little bit spiky now on the side, and I don't know what he's doing.
He's doing his own thing.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
He's Glenn.
Yeah. Glenn. Plus, it's blacker than it's ever been, and his beard is blacker than it's ever been, and he had more eyeliner on than I've ever seen. And
so he just went full.
He's still doing like the glampire thing. I don't know.
Glampire.
Yeah.
Him and Paige would be good together.
Yeah. Well, I think he's like twice her age, though.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway. But Face Off was pretty good. They started him with an actual, like, full-on challenge from the beginning. They didn't...
No fucking around?
They didn't give him, like, you know, an immunity challenge or anything like they used to do. And they paired him up and made him make creatures. And there were no disqualifications. They did not send anyone home.
Wow.
They told them that this is your one and only chance to go through it and see what it's like. You don't get another shot at it, and you need to really pick up the ball next week because now we've seen what you can do so far. And so it was basically, that was part of the challenge, was just to see what everybody would come up with. They didn't eliminate anybody.
Okay.
So now next week's going to be the first real elimination challenge.
Got you. All right.
Yeah, so
I'll keep us posted on that.
Most of them were good, but the two that were down, the one, just it was a nightmare. It was awful. But anyway,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so spooky.
So spooky. Well, Crypt Keeper's going to be there.
Yeah, John Cassier.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So we know that
Voltaire. You know that.
Well, that's what we're. Yeah, that's what we just announced today was Voltaire. There it is. Yep, Voltaire. He will be there.
They need to get Tom Holland to come with the Fright Night thing, yeah.
I think so, too. But, I don't think there's much on the website now. But
No. That's
pretty cool. Voltaire, I've heard, is pretty awesome. So, and he writes some really good music,
mm-hmm.
I heard. The goth community.
He did a comic book or something with Barker.
All right, very cool.
Yeah, and he was there when Barker was there last time.
Really quick announcement, also for Spooky. Attention exhibitors, our standard table space is now sold out for October. Only booth space is available at this time. Do not miss out. Reserve your spot today. Visit the site for more information and application, spookyempire.com exhibitors.
Yep.
Which, we haven't done that in a while.
We're not going to.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, and I did complete the application for a panel.
Yay!
So I got an email back saying we'll let you... I mean, I think it's probably going to happen, but
we'll let you know
times. Yeah. Coming in towards October.
Yeah.
We're excited. This year it's going to be really good. It's going to be us, maybe Boots, if he ends up going, because he's been doing the podcast with me forever, too. And we're really going to show you a hands-on thing, me and Nicole, to how to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And just knock it out. And it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've been doing this for a while. Yeah. I've been doing this for a while. Nicole's been doing this for... We got this down for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yay!
Plus, she'll be moderating the panels.
So. Yeah. Well, like I said, when we know the guests, there'll be more. But, So, let me go on the website real quick, and let's see what the rundown is to make sure nothing's changed. I'm excited. I just, it sucks that we have to wait a little extra a week. We have to wait a week this year.
Oh, I know. Oh, my God.
I know, but it's on Halloween. Oh, my God. 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 They have Show Enough Entertainment, though, sponsoring it. Oh. Okay. That's the one Jen works for.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. Medieval Times. That's cool. Haunting. I still have to take you up there to do that haunt.
Yeah.
I think that'll be good. Maybe they did put something in author and panelists. Let's see. No.
No.
Media guest. Here we go. So, Neve Campbell. Very awesome. George Romero.
Very awesome.
Julian Sands.
Lovely.
Lisa and Louise Burns from The Shining, the twins. Very cool. God. Skeet Ulrich. Cool.
Yeah.
Malcolm McDowell. Cool. Yeah. Tony Todd.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yes. And of course, Patricia Quinn, Barry Bostwick, and Nell Campbell for a Rocky Horror Picture Show reunion.
Yes, sir.
And then we got Rachel True from The Craft, Sharknado 2 and Half Baked. Very cool. Butch Patrick, of course, yeah. Eddie Monster. Is doing the museum.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And then, here it is. We got William Ragsdale,
woo!
Stephen Jeffries, and
yay!
Amanda Bierce,
yay!
For a Fright Night reunion.
Cool.
Of the original Fright Night.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, if we could just get Tom Holland. I mean, I would love it for Chris Sarandon to be there just for that, but he's been there every year.
Not every year, but he's been there 2 out of 3 last time. He was there last October, and he was there the first year I was there.
The first October, then he was at Mayhem.
Was
and
he?
Then he was in October. Yes, he was.
I didn't remember that.
Yes, he was. And then the last year he was there, yep.
Oh.
Yep.
I like Chris Sarandon.
I do, too.
Humperdinck.
I do.
But, yeah, if he's there all the time.
I know, but since they're doing this is, Jerry Dandridge is missing.
Yeah. By the way, Scares the Care.
Yeah.
Just happened.
Yeah.
What do you got on that? Nothing.
They did well.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, a lot of the guests that they were counting on didn't make it because they had other obligations come up. Like,
does Joel go to that one?
I don't think he was at that one, but he's very involved with them. He's the one that designed the t-shirt.
Okay.
And the Scares the Care, when you see Frankenstein's hand with the little kid's hand and the plus
sign.
That
was him.
That's him.
Okay.
Yeah, the t-shirt that I have, he designed and he signed it and everything.
Right.
Lynn
Hansen was up there.
Yeah, Lynn and Jeff Strand was up there, her husband. Yeah. She showed Chomp.
Of course. Chomp was doing well.
Yeah.
So what you gotta do. You gotta
Brian
go to
Brian Keene was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was quite a few.
I think Debbie
people.
Rochon was there.
Yeah, I think she was, too.
Cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, they had a nice turnout, and, they made a lot of
Disciples.
Money.
Disciples.
They made a lot of money for the charity and everything.
That's
so.
Always good.
Yeah, so, and apparently Joe Ripple walked around with a bra on, and they'd, do it every he's making a tradition.
Uh-huh.
He puts a big cupped bra on, and they go around and they stuff his bra.
Yeah.
They give him money.
For the charity?
Yeah, he got almost $1,500 just in his bra.
Good.
Yeah.
No, that's good for charity.
So, they give money to needy families, that are going through medical issues. The kids are going through medical issues, things like that.
Right.
They've given out quite a few support checks and stuff like that. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's it for this
week.
And
it's going to be July 22nd to the 24th next year.
Oh, they're not doing June.
No, it was July this year.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm tired.
Yeah. No, yes. So they're doing it again next year. He's already arranging it. You just can't call the hotel or anything yet.
We'll have to go.
One year
we will.
Yeah, we'll try.
Anyway, that's it. We're done.
We are?
We're done.
Okay.
We're out. We did good.
Yep.
Yay!
Special.
I like your Nightmare Before Christmas shirt. Publix.
Yeah, anyway, we're not going to say that. Goodbye! Goodbye! Bye.
Good Radio.